أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ذلك ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه. وأحلت لكم الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم فاجتنبوا الرجس من الأوثان واجتنبوا قول الزور. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us the last few rites of Hajj that must be performed. We spoke about the removing of unwanted hair, the tearing of the nails. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke about the importance of fulfilling the vows that we make with Allah. And then Allah azza wa jalla spoke of the tawaf, the ziyarah. Moving on in the next ayah, ayah number 30 of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives ذلك, that should be understood, understand that وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمُ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ, whosoever will respect and show honor to the sanctities of Allah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctified, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عَنْدَ رَبِّهِ, then indeed, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something very good for him. We spoke of that section of the ayah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the type of animals that the haji or the one who is in the state of ihram is allowed to kill and is allowed to consume. Because we know that hunting for animals and killing animals within the precinct of the haram is not allowed. So what animals are we allowed to consume and what animals are we allowed to slaughter within the precincts of the haram while a person is in the state of ihram? So Allah says, وَأُحِلَّتْ لَكُمُ الْأَنْعَامِ, and al-an'am has been declared lawful and halal for you under all circumstances. Whether you are in the haram or you are out of the haram, whether you are in the state of ihram or you are not in the state of ihram, all animals that fall under the category of al-an'am are lawful. Which are those animals? It refers to camels, it refers to cows, it refers to goats and sheep. Those animals, domesticated animals, those animals may be slaughtered even within the precinct of the haram and they may be consumed as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so al-an'am, all those domesticated animals have been made lawful and halal for you. Illa ma yutla alaykum, except those animals which have been mentioned to you through recitation of the Quran. Now we spoke of those animals which are unlawful. These animals are also unlawful under all circumstances. We spoke of the maker, the carrion. We spoke of the animal that was struck to death. We spoke of the animal which strangled itself and died. We spoke of the animal that fell from a high place and died as a result of its falling. So those animals are haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they have been listed to you, they have been mentioned to you through recitation of the Quran. Those are all the animals that have been declared haram for you, irrespective of where you may be in the haram or outside of the haram. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs them and says, فَجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ, avoid and abstain and stay away from the filth, مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ, from the idols. Filth of the idols. So at no point should any form of respect, veneration, respect be shown to any idol, any symbol of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's a filth attached to idols, and that is a filth that is created or it affects the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, avoid the filth of the idols. Which tenibu qawla dhuul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and avoid the speech which is false. Qawla dhuul refers to any false speech, any false statement, whether it is a lie, whether it is vulgar language, whether it is false testimony, all of that is qawla dhuul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, avoid qawla dhuul. Do not speak and do not utter such words that are false. Hunafa billah, remain obedient, remain upright, only for Allah, غير مشركين به, without ascribing anything to Allah. ومن يشرك بالله, whosoever will ascribe partners to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites the parable, And he gives an example of such a person who has cried fasting to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. It is as if such a person is falling out of the sky. He is just falling, lost, completely lost, with nothing to support him, nothing to help him, nothing to assist him. A person who is engaged in shirk has absolutely no divine support. He is all on his own. Imagine somebody just falling through space, or falling down from the sky. Absolutely nothing to cushion that person. No security, nothing, completely lost and helpless, powerless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's the situation of a mushrik. The one who has cried fasting to Allah. He has nothing to support him. فَكَأَنَّمَا It is like one who has fallen out of the heavens. فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ And birds then snatch him out of the sky. He's open to any enemy. He's open to shaitan. He's open and he's vulnerable. He's just out there for anything and anyone to snatch him out of the heavens, out of the sky. So that is the situation of a mushrik. Another situation Allah gives, or another example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites of a mushrik. Allah says, أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحِ If a bird does not snatch that person, or a creature does not snatch him out of the sky while he is falling out of the atmosphere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحِ Or what happens is some wind then takes him and blows him فِي مَكَانٍ سَحِيقٍ Blows him to a far and distant away place. Sometimes you see some dirt or there is some object that is in the sky or in the heavens or in the atmosphere and you just see that it has absolutely no control in terms of which direction it wishes to go. The wind blows it in whichever direction the wind is going and it has absolutely no power, no energy, no sort of defense mechanism to stop the wind from blowing it wherever it wants to go. So Allah subhanahu says that is the mushrik, completely lost and powerless. The wind can even just blow him to a far and distant away place, lost and far, far away from the mercy of Allah. Dalik, Allah says, understand this well. وَمَن يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ The one who will venerate and who will show honor and who will respect the sanctities of Allah, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Then that is a sign of piety that lies within his heart. نَوْتَ رَبِّ 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 رَبِّ